I get to talk to you tonight about the middle. And God is so confirming, because I believe that a lot of us are in the same place at the same time in the same season. But God is the same God. And you can know that God is the same God. The title that first began was In the Middle of a Battle. But as I begin to talk to God about this, I believe that God wants to lift up our gates. He wants to lift up our minds. He wants to lift up our thoughts. He wants to lift up our head. He wants to lift up our eyes. And he wants us to understand that we are not in the middle of the battle. We're in the middle of the promise. If you can come into a place in your life and realize, I'm just in the middle of the promise, what the battle is trying to do against you will not be able to rob you of what you know and believe that God is wanting to do for you. So you need to learn this confession. The middle is a good place. I'm middle today, and I'm going to tell you, I got something good on my left and got something good on my right. The middle is a good place. Because the middle is doing for you what you can't do for yourself. See, the middle comes in and creates it in here. I believe that the step of the beginning comes and we're able to act and do what we can do. But when you get into the middle, you're in a place of concrete standing, and it's a place where God is making something in you so that he can do for you what he wants to do through you. And we've got to change to get there. So if you're here, like I'm here, like I believe a lot of us here, and you are caught up in the belief system that the middle is a bad place, I'm going to tell you the truth. Let God return the joy of his salvation, because God is going to save you today. God has already prepared a salvation path for your season. All you have to do is allow there to be a vessel that will come into agreement with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords coming through your life and establishing a place, a specific place. I'm talking about a purposeful place of thanksgiving and trust and commitment. Have any of you felt this way? Because I felt this way a whole lot. Oh my gosh, I did not start the timer. Did you take it with you? I started. All right. Have you gotten it and you've gotten to a place and you started believing? You started believing, and if you would have known what believing was going to do for you, you might have said, God, I might not have started believing that beforehand. You're in the middle. If you were upset to God, I have no idea how I got here, but I know it started with me believing something you told me, you're in the middle. But I'm going to tell you the truth, the middle is something that God is forming for you. The middle is something God is doing for you. You might not know what you need to be saved from, but God knows what you need to be saved from. So you can trust the middle season, because it's going to bring about a miracle for you. See, here's a promise, and this is so good. Oh, this is so good. Psalms 50:23 says, but I'm going to read Psalms 50:23 in the New King James. It says, whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him who orders his conduct right, I will show him the salvation of God. I'm going to read it now in the ESV. But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. And if you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. So here's where we see there's a few different things right here that we're told to do in the middle. It says give thanks. That's todah. That means I'm going to confess out thankfulness. I'm going to get in this moment, and there's not going to be anything that comes out of my mouth that's in agreement with the enemy. My mouth is going to be a tool that God can use. This is going to be a place of thanksgiving, even though nothing around might look like it needs to be thankful for. You're living in the spirit. You're moving in the spirit. It also says it's a place of sacrifice. You sacrifice your will for God's will. You sacrifice your want for God's want. How many of you have sacrificed you this year? You're in a season where you have sacrificed. But here's what happens. You take that sacrificing moment and you roll it over into a heart of thanksgiving. And what God begins to do inside of you is create an obedient lifestyle that stands before God and allows God to do what he said he would do. Amen. That is a place where it is a good place to be. Said the middle is a good place to be. It is a good thing to be standing on the word of God. It is a good thing to not be in the middle of a battle, but to have your eyes up ahead where you're in the middle of a promise. See, this is where we see Rahab. Rahab was a woman who just started saying what God was saying. She opened up her door and let people in, and she started saying, "This is God. You are God. God is doing something here. I've got myself in a lot of messes by just saying God is doing something here." Has anybody gotten yourself there? By just saying this is God's place, God's going to have a victory. When you start saying what God is saying, I'm going to tell you, the enemy don't like it, but who cares? God will be God if you allow him in your life to use you as a place for the promise to be fulfilled. That's called the middle. How do you become a mighty man of David? David had these mighty men. See, but there was a certain purpose in what they learned how to operate in the middle. There's one, and it's such a great stand because it says, this man, say a man like me, found himself in a season. It was a middle season. That battle wasn't over yet. And he looked down at his hand and he had a sword. And do you know what he did? He held on to that sword until that sword was glued to his hand. I want you to know, if you're in a middle season, all you got to do is hold on to that sword. You hold on to that promise. You hold on to that word. You hold on to that truth until that is glued so much inside of you that salvation comes through your life. There's another man who just walked out and there was a battle all around. And you know what he did? He just went and stood in the middle of that valley. He went and stood where God told him to stand. I'm going to tell you, if you'll go stand in the middle, even of a mess like Rahab, and stand where God told you to stand, and you begin to testify, and you begin to glorify, and you begin to magnify, and you begin to preach, if you let the salvation of God become a joy in your heart, God's going to come into the middle of that valley, and he's going to create fruit and blessings and victory. Jonah. I love Jonah, but Jonah caught himself in a whole lot of issues because Jonah would not sacrifice his will. Jonah believed in God. He loved God, but he wouldn't sacrifice his will. See, but Jonah got into a belly of a fish. And when he was there, the Bible says, Jonah 2, 9 through 10, Jonah said, "But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." So when Jonah began to thank and praise God in the middle of a belly, do you know what God did? He spoke to that fish and he said, "Spit him out. He's mine. He's on my plan. He's for my purpose. I'm going to use that kid. I'm going to use that vessel, and I'm going to do great things in his season." I don't know if your middle's like mine, but I'm going to tell you, my middle is messy. My middle sometimes is completely ungodly. My middle sometimes seems to be, I'm the only one standing there sometimes saying, "God, I believe you. I believe you." But I believe that's where we found Rahab. See, Rahab was in a situation where all around her, she was in the middle. There was, God's army was coming and marching around Jericho. And on the other side of her was the enemy. And because Rahab just chose to believe, just chose to trust, just chose to confess, praise, chose to be that, she stood there in the middle. And in that middle, God planned a path of salvation for Rahab. Not just for Rahab, I'm going to tell you, not just for Rahab, for her children, for her parents, for her family. Because Rahab positioned herself in the middle and said, "I will not be a part of what is not God. I'm going to position myself here till God saves me." How hard did that have to be? Because here was Jericho. They were marching around. And we know what was going on inside. There was a lot of fear inside. They already knew that God was coming. They knew that the walls were going to come down. They knew the battle was going to be over. They knew that. I'm going to tell you, the enemy knows the end of the story, but that does not change him from fighting. That doesn't change his outlook on you. And I can only imagine, as she had to be in that house, how much the enemy was lying to her, what the chaos around that situation seemed like, what the torment in that town was day after day. If you could hear the army, you could hear God coming. How many of you in this church, you can hear God coming? You know God is coming. You're aware that God is on the way. You are aware that salvation is for the righteous. Yes. And as they begin to march, I know Rahab had to make a decision in her heart. I'm going to either go with God or I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go with God, but I'm going to go with him. But we know how Rahab stood in that battle because she got in her house with her family. She got into the place God had told her feet to be. My encouragement to you this morning is if you are where God told you to be, stand. Stand. Stand and tell God how good he is. Stand and praise God for who he is. Stand and know that there is a deliverance coming, because just like God did Rahab, she sent two spies into that, or into all of that chaos, and brought their family out to safety. God's going to do the same for your family. He's going to send an aid. He's going to make a miracle. He's going to bring a deliverance. He's going to lift up a mighty, strong right hand, and God's victory will be done. If you will stand in the middle. Let's read it one more time. What's it say? If you will give thanks, it's a sacrifice that truly honors God. If you keep to the path, if you don't move to the left, if you don't move to the right, if you position yourself in that valley, in the middle, he's going to reveal to you the salvation that God has already declared in his word. Father, I pray right now, Lord, for a stir. If you believe that God wants you to have a joy of a joy back, if you feel empty, if you feel drained, stand up and say, there's a joy of salvation coming in my life tonight. Stand up and declare, there's a joy of salvation coming in my life. I'm tapping into the joy of the salvation that God has for me in this season.